I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here North Carolina episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
This summer, WUNC Music presents the Freight Train Blues series of free concerts in downtown Carrboro. It's a tribute to Elizabeth Cotton.
Freight Train, Freight Train.
We're hosting the series with the Town of Carrboro and the Music Maker Relief Foundation. The Freight Train Blues series is most Fridays at 6:30 in May and June at the Carrboro Town Commons. You can find the concert schedule with videos, pictures, and more at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state.
Everybody's going out and having fun.
I was very excited when I started writing country songs and learned that Don Gibson was from here, that Del Reeves was from here, that Stonewall Jackson was from here.
Waterloo, Waterloo.
Those are fantastic singers and great songwriters, you know.
John Howie Jr. has been making music in this state for the better part of 30 years. First as a drummer in punk bands, and more recently, he's been writing country songs.
You know, I was a drummer in, you know, whatever, glammy, punky rock and roll bands and kind of agit-pop bands and, played some jazz, stuff like that. And then, you know, one day I realized that, you know, what I wanted to be, what I had, you know, been working towards was playing this kind of honky-tonk music.
That's in part why he chose this song for our Come Here North Carolina series. It's one Emmylou Harris recorded in 1986 called When I Was Yours.
In a lonely room, waiting for the night to fall, hear your voice in every whippoorwill that calls, and it takes me back to a better sweeter time when I was yours and you were mine.
It's a straight-ahead breakup song that, when it was released, was considered country music.
To me, that record is the way country music should have gone. You know what I'm saying? Like it pushes the boundaries a little bit.
As the shadows fall and the light goes dim, I see your face, I close my eyes.
I think that song articulates the sort of pain and longing, melancholy of a dissolved relationship, you know, as good as any.
It's in the third verse that Emmylou Harris connects the song to North Carolina. It's a connection John Howie Jr. says he made almost immediately.
The fingerpick guitar, her lyrics are just beautiful. And then when she, I remember the first time I heard it, I can remember this distinctly, when she says, when I was yours and you were mine, a truer love in Caroline, you know, you can immediately picture her with her lover, you know, kind of strolling through the woods. And I'm projecting, I grew up in the woods and I live in the woods now, so I'm obviously projecting a little bit, but it was very easy for me to sort of picture her, you know, out, say, where I grew up off of Highway 98, you know, in those deep woods, just kind of rolling around with someone that she was in love with. So the very evocative lyrics.
When I was yours and you were mine, a true love in Caroline, never waltz across her hills to dance beneath the stars. Life was sweeter than the flowers blooming on.
About that song, you know, there's nothing hokey about it. Like she manages to convey these feelings of loss and longing. Like there's the part where she's just talking about, you know, basically the only time that she's happy is when she's asleep and dreaming about the two of them being together, which is, you know, fairly torturous, you know, as these things go. And to be able to pull that off convincingly and effectively, that's impressive to me.
So I lay my
Emmylou Harris was born in Birmingham, Alabama, but spent part of her childhood in North Carolina and Virginia. She went to college at UNC Greensboro to study music, but it was the 60s and the lure of the folk boom in New York City won out over a degree. John Howie Jr. says Emmylou's and other country musicians' connection to North Carolina inspired him.
She's always been kind of a guiding light to me because her, you know, at no point in her career, at least the records that I've heard, do you get the sense that she's compromising, you know, selling out, as the kids say, or anything like that. A lot of integrity throughout the length of her career. And to be able to do that, to me, is remarkably impressive.
John Howie Jr. says he's proud to be a part of the music community in North Carolina. He says it's been a largely supportive place to live and create.
You know, North Carolina, it's a funny place, you know. My son and I were just talking the other day. He's 11, and he was like, "So you've lived your whole life in North Carolina, right?" And I said, "Well, other than, you know, I ran away to California when I was a teenager for a couple months, and when I got out of college, I bummed around Europe playing drums for 6 months in punk bands. But yeah, other than that, lived my whole life." And there was this pause, and he went, "Why?" You know, and I don't, you know, other than family, and me wanting to be close to my now deceased parents, I'm not sure. You know, I was no fan of Jesse Helms, but there is something about it that's obviously appealing to me. And part of that, a big part of that to me, is the music, you know.
Yes, I'm cold,
This episode of WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is part of a year-long series. We're producing it with help from the North Carolina Arts Council as a part of their Come Here and See celebration. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening. We're going to end this episode with a song John Howie Jr. picked out for us from his first solo record. It's Back When I Cared, from the record Not Tonight.
It ain't been easy getting by without you, but I guess that I'm stronger now after what we've been through. Yeah, when things got really bad, I used to think of what we could have had. If we had only dared, but that was back when I cared. Hey, that was bad. The only thing shining were in tears. on my face. 'Cause you made some other plans. You're crashing with some other man. In those days I did not have a prayer.
John Howie Jr.'s song, Back When I Cared. There's a full interview with John and more episodes in the Songs We Love Come Here North Carolina series at WUNCmusic.org.